Plattsburgh's longtime police chief announced recently that he will retire in January. Desmond Rasico has been with the department since 1989, serving as chief for the last 14 years. He says he hadn't planned to retire, but a new opportunity arose.
I wasn't looking for a job. I was recruited by this company, Cisco Technologies. I've done some speaking engagements in the past few years about police and technology. You know, the technology can be very, very helpful. But it's important to make sure that the technology is working for the police department. And we certainly don't want to buy technology that's going to saddle the city with reoccurring costs.
Community policing has been in the news a lot this year. What's your perspective regarding community policing in Plattsburgh?
For police operations to work well, you really need to have the trust of the public that you're going to enforce and carry out that duty unbiased, unprejudiced. But what happens is if there's misunderstandings or if there's situations where there's mistrust, community policing hopefully can bridge that gap. Getting our officers out into the community, you know, foot patrols, you know, going to businesses, special events, we really want to try to interact with the community outside of a day-to-day law enforcement function. Let's be honest, no one's calling the police up and saying, hey, come over for, you know, a slice of ham on a holiday. That's not what happens. People call the police because bad things are happening. We would obviously like to interact with our community on positive notes. When you see all this stuff across the nation about transparency and mistrust of police, a lot of it is miscommunication. And when people think that police are doing something or should be doing something a certain way, if we can have community functions where we can answer those questions, kill any kind of misunderstandings with facts, it's great. You know, one of the things that, you know, that we have done in the Plattsburgh Police Department, our officers, they float all around the city. You know, they know every street, every alley, every nook and cranny of the city. But we also like to have people be responsible for certain areas. It's nice to have a little bit of intimacy with the people that you're protecting.
Chief Rasico, you have been very involved in the last few years with the groups that are trying to deal with the addiction crisis that so many communities are seeing. Even after you retire and move on to the new job, are you still going to be involved in those groups?
Absolutely. I'm not going anywhere. I love Plattsburgh. I'm gonna be working from this community. I love to travel some, but you know, I really want to continue to help. And you know, the opioid problem and the addiction problem that we have in our community is very real. And I think that maybe there's a significant portion of the population that don't understand how much of a crisis it really is. And, you know, our downtown revitalization grants, all the things that we're looking to do to bring people back to our community, all the things that everybody agrees upon that are really important things for our growth, fundamentally are challenged if this opioid problem can't be controlled. We need to find as much resources as possible into treatment. Without it, it is a cancer, which would be fatal to this community.
Chief Desmond Rasico will retire on January 11th, exactly 14 years after becoming police chief. You can hear an extended version of this interview at WAMC.org. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.